Well, today we're talking with some of the tops of the class of 2016 from Exira EHK High School, and we have some students here with us, and we're going to start with...
My name is Cassidy Jensen.
Okay, Cassidy, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Jed and Kim Jensen.
Okay. Let's talk about the classes. What classes did you enjoy in high school?
I really liked math and personal finance and accounting.
Okay, well, that all ties together now real well, doesn't it? Is that something that you've always enjoyed? Does math come fairly easy to you, or did you have to work hard at that?
It comes fairly easy. I like doing it. It's kind of fun.
Okay, but you still study real hard because your teachers expect that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever they think. Yeah. You can't get in trouble now. You're almost done.
Nope.
Let's talk about teachers. Are there any teachers that made a mark? Teachers that you'll be talking about, say, 10 years from now at a class reunion?
I would say Mr. Peterson. He's the history teacher, and he was really funny and, I don't know, made class a lot of fun.
Every year I come up here, every year everybody says, Mr. Peterson, right out of the gate. Everybody says that. Why is that? I mean, the guy's been here forever. You'd think his shtick would have worn old by now.
I don't know. He's just a lot of fun, and he makes classes fun and not boring, and... I guess I don't know.
Just him, easy to relate to. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I am in leadership club and National Honor Society and FFA. I've been in drill team and cheerleading for 4 years. I've also been involved in 4-H and some stuff with a church.
Okay. You sound like you've been pretty active. Do you have a favorite out of all of those things?
I think 4-H would be my favorite.
Okay. I want to ask you about Leadership Club. What is that for folks who don't know?
It's a group that gets together and we do a lot of community service for our community, I guess.
Well, that sounds like time spent that you're doing things for other people. So why did that seem attractive to you?
I've always liked to help people out and it looks good on scholarships and... resumes and all that stuff. So
okay, so benefits you and others at the same time. Very good. You have any things, especially like say for example through 4-H, any things that you'll be most proud of when you look back at everything that you've done there?
I've had a lot of projects with like animals and stuff, so I guess I don't know.
Okay, you just enjoy doing all those different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the future for you. What's coming up here this fall?
I'm going to be going to Northwest Missouri State University.
Okay.
And I plan to major in accounting.
Okay. Well, the accounting thing really doesn't surprise me. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
For the most part, yeah. Okay. Something in that area.
Is there anyone or anything that that turned you on to that? Did somebody point you in that direction?
Not really. I've always liked math. And then once I got into high school, I took personal finance and I really enjoyed it. So then I got talked into taking accounting. And I think that was my favorite class out of all of them. So,
very good. So it worked out very well for you.
Yeah.
Well, why Northwest Missouri State?
I went there on a college visit, and it was like I wanted to go to a university, but it was a small university, so it felt more like home. And it was very pretty, and it had the classes all that I wanted to take. So I just thought that was the best for me.
Fits you very well then. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the future then. Do you see yourself coming back around this area or maybe someplace? Where do you see yourself down the road? Have you thought much about your future?
I thought about it a little bit. If I don't come back here, I'll probably be in a close area like Des Moines or Omaha or somewhere in that area. And I want to be an accountant, so
yeah, okay,
somewhere in that along those lines.
Okay. Well, you can do that just about anywhere. I guess it's just a matter of where you feel comfortable.
Yep.
What about those eighth graders? Give them some advice if you had a chance to talk to the eighth grade class. Now that you've experienced everything there is to experience in high school, what should they know?
I would tell them to get involved with all the activities that they can. I would also tell them to do their homework because that's going to be how they pass their classes.
Yeah, that's a biggie. Yeah, yep. Very good. All right. Well, Cassidy, it sounds like you've got things pretty well planned out. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks so much for your time. And next we have?
My name is Margot Christensen.
Okay. And tell us about your family.
My mom is Tracy Christensen and my dad is Doug Christensen.
Okay. And let's talk classes. What did you enjoy?
I definitely enjoyed the business classes and chemistry, surprisingly.
Okay, why those? That's because it's business, chemistry. You don't usually associate those kind of like you do math and accounting, right?
Yeah, I just like classes that I feel like I'm being challenged in and that I know I'm learning something. So.
Okay, very good. You know, the reason we're sitting here visiting with you guys today is because you're some of the tops of the class. Was that a goal that you set before you started high school, that you wanted to keep that GPA real high and try to graduate near the top of the class?
It wasn't necessarily a goal when I started high school, but when I looked at my GPA at the end of freshman year, I thought, like, wow, I could be at the top of my class by the time I graduate if I keep this up. So,
So is that something you've worked hard at then, or does it come pretty easy for you?
I definitely had to put in the work, but, I mean.
It just depends on the coursework.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, what about teachers? Any teachers that are ones that you're going to be talking about later on in life?
Definitely Tony Peterson. I also really enjoyed Mrs. Jessen. She's also the leadership advisor as well as the math teacher, and I feel like she just does a really good job at helping her students, like, achieve what they want to.
Okay. I'm going to have to start saying, other than Tony Peterson, who else does everybody goes right there. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then. What else has been keeping you busy while you've been in high school?
Well, I've been involved in volleyball. Mm-hmm. I've done other sports such as track and basketball, but volleyball is definitely my favorite. I've been in Leadership Club, Future Business Leaders of America, Leo Club, TAG, and National Honor Society. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Do you consider yourself to be a pretty organized person?
I think so, yeah.
Kind of have to be to keep up that schedule. Do you have a favorite out of all those things?
Well, volleyball is my favorite sport, but my favorite club would be Future Business Leaders of America.
Okay. Why is that?
We got to go to a state competition. This was actually my first year doing it, and it was really fun. We competed at state, and then me and a couple others, we qualified for nationals, but unfortunately we're not able to go because of, like, schedule conflicts, but it was a fun experience.
Very good. Well, that's something you can use down the road.
Yeah, definitely.
Good skill building. Okay. Well, let's talk about the future for you then. What will you be doing this fall?
I'm going to be going to Colorado State University and majoring in business administration.
Colorado State's a little further away. Why did you choose that school?
Well, I definitely knew I wanted to go out of state. It's just I felt like that was something I needed to do. And I used to have family that lived in Longmont, so I'd been down there before, and I knew I enjoyed the area. And they have an excellent business program there. So when I visited, I just really enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, it's so much easier to keep in touch with electronic communications these days. It's not like you go too far away from home, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, it's easy. Okay. Well, let's talk about the course of studies then. Why did you choose what you're choosing here, the business administration?
I chose business administration because I'm really interested in it, and I feel like it's a practical degree that I'll be able to use in the future. It'll open up a lot of different job opportunities.
Okay. Yeah, no matter what area you might choose, there are always opportunities there. Well, what about the future for you then? You're moving away to go to college. Do you want to come back when you're done? Do you see yourself maybe branching out to other locations?
I'm not sure. I think traveling would be fun, but I might miss home. So it'll just, time will tell, I guess.
Okay. Give those eighth graders the advice. Best advice they're ever going to get right here. What should they know about high school?
Okay. The best advice I could give for high school is that you should definitely take the free college classes because it's free, and then you get some experience before you move on to a bigger school.
Okay. Set yourself up for the future.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, Margo, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, Deanne Earlmeyer was unable to be with us in person, but we have her here on the phone, too, and we wanted to visit with her because she's one of the tops of the class of 2016 as well. Deanne, tell us about your family.
Well, I have a family of seven. My parents are Ken and Sandy Earlmeyer, and my sisters, we all go in alphabetical order from oldest to youngest. My oldest sister is Amber, and then there's Beth, Cassie, and I'm Deanne, and Aaron.
Well, get-togethers are big family outings for you guys, aren't they?
Yep, definitely. I also have two brother-in-laws. Well, one soon to be, and the other one already is.
Oh, very good. And growing, too.
Yep.
Good. You guys do a lot of things together as family?
Yeah, we are going camping. My older sister has, a camper and a boat, so we go with them a lot in the summer. They also have a little toddler now. Well, he's still a baby, I guess, but he's close.
Well, good. We'll have some fun before you head off and your life goes in a new direction here.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about high school. What classes did you enjoy?
I enjoy math. I'm in statistics now. I've already done calculus, and I've done a lot of harder math classes, so this year's a little bit easier, I think, compared to calculus. But I also have enjoyed my ag classes. I've gotten to do a lot of stuff through our FFA program. And English. English is always fun and challenging. I like the classes that are a little bit challenging, but still fun.
Well, it sounds like you like a variety of things.
Yeah.
Well, good. What about teachers? What teachers will you remember when you're gone from Exira EHK?
Oh, geez. Well, definitely my middle school math teacher, Mr. Watson. I chose him as my most influential teacher when I got the Governor's Scholar Award. Also, my high school math teachers, because I've always loved math because of my good teachers, Mrs. Boyson and Mrs. Jessen. We also have a very good English teacher here. She really challenges us, Mrs. Dixon, and my ag teacher, Mr. Rutherford, and, of course, our history teacher, Mr. Peterson. He's retiring this year. He's worked here for a long time.
And he's mentioned every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Every single year. Well, let's talk about the extracurricular activities. Deanne, what else are you involved in?
I'm in Leo Club. I'm the president of that this year. And I just, on Wednesday, I'll no longer be president, and I'll be all done for that for the year. I'm also in FFA. I was secretary for 2 years, but they already installed the new officers on Sunday. So it's kind of coming to an end. It's kind of sad. I'm also in National Honor Society, Talented and Gifted program, 4-H outside of school.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things. What about athletics?
I'm in track right now, and then in the fall I was in cross country and volleyball.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty busy. Do you have any accomplishments that you're going to be most proud of when you think back of your high school time?
I will be getting a silver cord for over 150 hours of service during my high school years, so I'm pretty proud of that. I really love volunteering and stuff through the Yale Club mainly. I'll also hopefully be getting valedictorian at the end of this year. I'm on the track for it anyways, so we'll see. I got my FFA Iowa degree.
Did you set goals like that? Did you have lofty goals academically coming into high school?
Oh, definitely. I was planning on doing it all 4 years, hoping that I would get there, try to keep straight A's. Didn't quite make all A's. I got 2 A-minuses, but people say that counts.
Well, you're awfully close.
My sister got second in her class, so I was always just trying to beat her.
So having a big family provides a little motivation, too.
Yeah, she sets a lot of goals, some tough ones I don't know if I'm going to get.
Well, good. Well, what's coming up for you this fall? Where will you be?
I'm planning on Iowa State, and I'm planning on majoring in management information systems, like computer and business.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa State?
I chose Iowa State because it's fairly close. It's in Iowa, so in-state tuition. They gave me decent scholarships, and I really like the campus. I'm there all the time for, like, 4-H and FFA, and I think it will be a great way to meet lots of new people and kind of try new things because it's a lot bigger than our school.
Very good. Well, give those 8th graders some advice, Deanne. What should they know now that you've completed your 4 years just about here and you can pass on some knowledge to them? What do you want to tell them?
I would say start working hard right from the start in freshman year because it will make your older years easier, and you can start taking like college classes and get those out of the way for free. And it really makes your college life easier too because you could have a whole year done when you go into college. So definitely work hard from the beginning, and you'll see the results as you get into your upperclassmen years.
Very good advice. Well, Deanne Earlmeyer, thank you so much, and much success to you down the road.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks again to Deanne Earlmeyer, Cassidy Jensen, and Margot Christensen. They are some of the tops of the class of 2016 at Exira EHK High School.